More of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. The members of the Milwaukee band Tallymore have been playing together since 2012. They call themselves a contemporary folk band, and since that first performance 2 years ago this month, they have basically not paused for a second, working towards a goal of becoming Milwaukee's go-to Irish band. One of the things that distinguishes them is their strong vocals. All of them sing, and four of the six sing lead parts. Right now, it's Ryan Kappelman singing lead in their arrangement of the traditional tune, The Fields of Athenry.
It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry.
The Fields of Athenry with Tallymore in Lake Effect's Studio C1. Lady and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Thank you for that lovely performance so early in the morning.
Thank you.
It's just so great to meet you finally and hear about you. Let's start with introducing yourselves and what you do in the band. And Dave, I'll start with you.
Okay, I'm Dave Kennedy. I play acoustic guitar, electric, and throw in a little vocals here and there.
Matt Vohl, guitarist and percussionist and singer.
Carl Suchting, double bass, and once in a while, vocals as well.
Hi, I'm Aaron Hoffman. I play violin, and I sing sometimes as well.
I'm Sean Ward, and I play mandolin, percussion, and I also sing.
And I'm Ryan Kappelman, and I sing, play piano, and do auxiliary percussion, and bring energy.
I like the auxiliary percussion. That's good. You guys got together about 2 years ago, right? And how did it happen? Tell me the little history of the band, because it's not that long at this point, but hopefully a lot longer.
Yeah. We all met in our different ways as band members meet along the journey of meeting people. And pretty much it came to the point where we said, hey, would you be interested in playing in an Irish band? Sean and I grew up within the Milwaukee Irish Festival for many, many years, almost to the point that we considered each other brothers through good times and bad. When we realized that we wanted to continue our music journeys after we aged out of the youth choir, we said, you know, let's start a band. And we started off as an a cappella group and then said, we just started itching to pick up some instruments. So we picked up some instruments and met some other lovely folks along the way. And that's the group you see in front of you right now.
So that was in 2012, was sort of the formal time when you all got together as Tallymore?
As this group, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did that happen at Irish Fest? Do I understand that right?
We all kind of met in different places. I think the first time Dave saw us, we were playing at the Christmas concert for the Irish Center. And he liked what we were doing and came up to us after the show and said, I heard you guys are looking for another member. So we gave him a chance, and luckily it paid off big time. So Erin, I think she just showed interest right off the bat, and she was full go from the start. And Ryan, I think Matt knew him.
I met Matt through youth theater, and I actually got to kill him in a production. It was pretty fun.
I know you're trying to recreate that ever since.
No, never.
And then Carl, we met on Craigslist. So kind of all over the place, really. You meet people in interesting ways and kind of all across the board.
But I think Irish Fest was our debut.
Yeah, it was with all the people you see here. That's probably Irish Fest was the first time we kind of all got together.
And it kind of hasn't stopped. I mean,
no. You
got together and it really took off.
Before we even knew it, we were able to obtain gigs pretty much all around the country. And we realized, man, we're here before we even knew it.
What do you think it is that people are responding to? You know, there are a lot of modern Irish groups out there. What is it about you guys do you think that people are gravitating toward?
I listened to this group, as Sean said, at the Christmas concert at the Irish Fest Center about a year ago. And I was completely blown away by their vocals. I was sitting at a table with a few other couples, and they did a version of Parting Glass. There were people crying at the table. I think vocals is a big strength. I also think the instrumentation is interesting because Sean and Matt had done a lot of stuff through Irish Fest and Irish Fest Choir, but there's not a real depth of what I would call Irish traditional instrumentation background or experience, but there's a lot of musical experience here. So I think We've been trying to acquire and immerse ourselves more in the Irish traditional world, but I think there's a real strength here in terms of the instrumentation. And you're right, there's the music that you hear, there's a lot of the same material. So we've really tried to differentiate what we're doing in terms of arrangements. And I think that's something we've really been exploring the last year for sure.
The arrangement of the Fields of Athenry that you just performed for us, I was listening to your bass part, and there was almost not a cha-cha rhythm, but there was something very different that you don't normally hear in arrangements of a traditional tune like
that. I don't know
this.
Where I got that from. I just bring a lot of different styles to the table. I play jazz, so maybe that's where it came from.
I think so. There's that great. And of course, Ryan, we don't have the piano today, but I'm sure that adds something as well. I mean, piano usually ends up playing, you know, kind of a rhythm thing, but somehow I suspect that you don't just do that.
Oh yeah, it's kind of different every time.
But I like that sort of the slightly jazzy, a slightly different, you know, that song I've heard much slower, you know, and you guys have picked up the tempo on that a little bit too.
It's one of the brilliant things about some of these tunes is just like there's so much history behind them and you've heard so many different versions of it. And we want to not only keep true to what the actual tune is about, but at least put our own twist and spin and take on it.
So when you pick a new tune and decide the group, I'm assuming you all vote on what songs you want to do, kind of, sort of.
Very democratically, yes.
Yeah. So you pick a song. How do you then approach it, the arrangement that you want to do to make it a Tallymore song?
It starts with just the person who brought it to the table and their vision for the song. They need to be instrumental and, no pun intended, with, you know, telling us, you know, what they think and where they want it to go. Usually when somebody has a strong vision about the song, that's why we're doing the song. And it makes it easier to arrange and play. And I think we just start simple and just get the format and you know, just run with it a little bit. So
Does it always start with the vocals?
No. Whoever picks the song usually will come in with a form. And we do a lot of, in rehearsal, a lot of reacting. So I'll play something, Sean will play off of that. And so even if we have sort of an idea in mind of what we want it to be, it's a really organic process to get to the final product. So if it's not always what we envision it from the beginning.
I don't think we're trying to model any particular group or style, and so it's been very iterative, but we found the last year it's really important, as Sean says, when you're developing new material, somebody has to come with a structure and a vision and even concepts about parts. And then everybody else reacts to it. And you have to be willing to have, you know, not too much of a personal stake or not take it as criticism and just kind of as a, you know, a dynamic process that the group's going, what we're going to end up with at the end is going to be a really good product.
I want to hear something else. So what else have we got here? This is another traditional tune,
This is another traditional tune that actually Mr. Dave Kennedy brought to the table recently. This is actually a new tune in our repertoire called The Queen of Argyle.
Is my duty to form you of one beauty, though I'd ask you a favor not to seek her for a while. My own, she is a creature of character and feature, but no one could paint the picture of the Queen of Old Argyle. You could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there. The swan was in a movement, and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bowed and asked her pardon. But no one could match the beauty of the Queen of Old Argyle. On the evening that I mentioned, I passed with a light intention in a part of our dear country, known for beauty and for style. In a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers, but no one could match the splendor of the Queen of Old Argyle. Thank you.
means I need must leave you. My intention's not to grieve you, nor indeed would I deceive you, for I'll see you in a while. I must find my way to gain her, to court her and to tame her, but I fear my heart's in danger of the Queen of Hobarkyle. If you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movements and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bowed and asked for pardon, but no one could match the beauty of the Queen of
rocking it out here in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. That was the Queen of Argyle, Tallymore, performing. That was great. What a great version. I really like that arrangement.
Thank you.
Dave Kennedy.
That's you?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's actually pattern. We got to give a little tip of the hat to Broders and Moore.
Yeah.
Pat Broders and those guys did that version. It's a really nice one.
It's a great one. It's great. Well, I understand this song is not on your album, but you do have an album.
We do have an album. We launched it actually probably a year ago today. We debuted it at the Milwaukee Irish Festival in 2013, and we're so proud of it. It was such a great experience, a learning experience. We're itching. We're itching to get back already.
So there wasn't a terrible trauma in kind of getting everything done in the studio?
Yeah.
It was very interesting. It was really rushed. We've decided we wanted to have it out by Irish Fest, and then we went over to the Excess Recording at the Exchange on 35th and National and talked to them. We were like, yeah, we want to have it out by August. And they were like, you can't have it out by August unless you start tomorrow. So we did.
We started tomorrow.
Yeah. We did like 5 12-hour days. It was grueling, but it was really fun. It was definitely a learning experience.
Yeah, and I had to just started playing with the band 2 weeks
before.
Yeah,
you had to start playing.
You didn't know any of our songs.
I didn't know any of the songs 2 weeks
before. Here's 12 songs.
You
know,
they just met us like 2 weeks earlier. We're like, so you want
to spend
challenging 60 hours with us?
Well, at that point in time, I was just going to come in and play on one tune and ended up playing on several of them.
So plans to do another one.
Thinking about it.
Hopefully this time, but yes. Getting the right songs, I think, is very important. And, you know, it's so busy now this time of the year. So once the time has come, you know, once we're more ready and we can actually sit down and talk about it, that would be...
And figure out what you want it
to
sound like and where you want to go. Is there... I know you probably all have day jobs at this point. Is there an idea that this is going to become full-time?
I guess it's just... well, you know, it just depends on the circuit, the festival circuit. And, you know, if we can justify doing it, we would love to. You know, it all comes down to, you know, can we make a living, you know, do enough to get by, so... As soon as we can, I think most of us would like to, you know, not all.
It's definitely a reality. With all of the ethnic genres, I think the Irish Celtic genre is the most commercial and the most accessible to bands. Like, you see all of these really great bands succeeding and doing this full time. So there's definitely hope.
Yeah, and there's an audience out there, so
absolutely.
Hopefully.
Huge audience.
Have you had an opportunity to play and travel outside the U.S. yet, or is it still U.S.-based?
Nothing outside the U.S. Actually, the first year we were even a group, we went out as far west as Seattle, which was a huge venture for us. And actually, 2 weekends ago, we went as far east as New York. So that was the furthest east we've ever been. So we've probably kind of gone the perimeters of the states, and we'll see if we can push that further now.
I want to thank you all for coming in so early in the morning to perform for us and talk a little bit, and best of luck in the future.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what are you going to play us out with?
This one's called Go Last You Go. It's one of the songs that they usually play at the end of the scattering at Milwaukee, and it's very dear to my heart and a lot of the other people in this band. So it's Go Last You Go.
Milwaukee-based band Tally Moore playing in Studio C1 in an interview with Bonnie North. The band features Dave Kennedy, Matt Voll, Carl Suchting, Aaron Hoffman, Sean Ward, and Ryan Kaplan. They'll play later this week at Irish Fest, but you can hear all three songs they played for us on our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Our interview was engineered by John Strelecki. That is the Monday edition of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. So great to have you listening today, as it is every day at this time. I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Coming your way next, it's Fresh Air, and at noon, it's Here and Now.
Will you go, lassie, go, and we'll all go together. Time all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a tower near yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will build all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie? Will you go, lassie?